Hello, I am Mariam. I work in CAST, and today I will present my work done in GCC, which is already merged into Upstream. It's CRC detection and optimization. CRC, or cyclic redundancy check, is used to detect errors in digital data transmission. And CRC generated checksum based on the input data. There are many CRC implementations in software, for example, bitwise method, which is very slow, Kerry-less multiplication-based method, and table-based method. And there are many projects that use bitwise CRC implementation, which I already taught what work slowly, and here are some examples from real-world projects. And so, as I already told, that bitwise is slow, we want to detect bitwise implementations in projects, and when replace them with faster ones, for example, if the hardware already has CRC instruction, we will use it, or not, if it has Kerry-less multiplication instruction, use Kerry-less multiplication instruction. If neither of those instructions are supported, we generate a table-based CRC. And how we detect CRCs, bitwise CRCs? It consists of two main stages. First is initial checks, and the second is verification. So firstly, we do some simple checks to filter out non-CRCs, and afterward, we verify those by using symbolic execution. Now, what we do in initial checks, here I will slightly say what we do, but actually we do more deep and complex analysis. So we detect a loop, which iteration is 8, 16, 32, or 64. In this case, it's 16. And it must be the innermost loop. Also contain if condition and under it, XOR operation. Also, there must be a shift operation. In this case, shift left we have. So we do some kind of checks. Afterward, if those criteria are okay, we verify those. All these things are done on GIMPL representation for what I have added separate path. So here is broke the GIMPL representation of this loop, what we have here. And afterward comes verification. So to verify what this is really CRC, we create LFSR for the polynomial, symbolically execute the loop, and when check what LFSR and the output of the execution match. So what is polynomial? Each CRC has its polynomial. So CRC is the remainder of a modulo 2 polynomial division of the data. In this case, we have this polynomial. And polynomials are represented by binary numbers. Here we have the coefficients where we have 1, here we have 1, and our values are zeros. And in the example above, leading 1 is omitted, so there is used this value. But it is the polynomial. And what is LFSR? LFSR stands for Linear Feedback Shift Register. LFSR is a register where the input bit depends on a linear function of its previous state, and with LFSR we can calculate CRC. Here this LFSR calculates CRC with the following polynomials. In the places where coefficients is 1, we have XOR operation. Here just this one isn't used, only for first one and the second. And how we create LFSR structure for us? We execute the loop firstly with some specific values to extract the polynomial, because in CRCs it's not always obvious which is the polynomial. And when create LFSR, using that extracted information. Also, during initial checks, we extract some more information about CRC, its size, shift direction, and so on. And here is a created LFSR structure for the above example. Here is used the following polynomial. It's in binary representation. And here we have shift left. Because of that, we got this LFSR. Here we gave symbolic values. And in square braces, we have the bit position. So here we have CRC 15. If it's shifted left, it will come to a front. And CRC 0 is moved one bit left. So after doing all these things, we execute the loop with symbolic values. For example, here CRC doesn't have any concrete value. Because of it, we gave it some symbolic value and execute the loop on a bit level. Because of it, I gave numbered positions. And afterward, we track each variable on each path. So after this, CRC got its symbolic values. Afterward, we calculate CRC 9 variables value, which is shifted back one bit. So we got 0, and afterward, CRC 14, 0, and so on. When we calculate the value of variable 7, and here comes a conditional if. So afterward, we have two branches. As we don't know the value of 7, we will execute both branches. So we duplicate the state, create a new state for the false branch. And first, we can go by true branch, and afterward, continue from the false branch. So for the true branch, we keep the condition. So if 7 is less than 0, it means that the last bit is 1. And in case it's positive, it will be 0. Because of that, we here had that last bit equals to 1. And for the false branch, last bit equals to 0. Afterward, for true branch, we will calculate CRC 10's value and continue. And here, this CRC is for us interesting. We get its value, and we also have that CRC 15 equals to 1. Also, this is our final state for true branch. And we also continue for false branch. For the false branch, we will have that CRC 1's value is the following. And the condition is that CRC 15 equals to 0. After the execution, after one iteration, we have two states and variable values. Afterward, we check what those conditions what we got match the LFSR what we created. Above is the LFSR what we have created, and these two are those what we got. So for true branch, we had what CRC 15 equals to 1. So if we put it in there, we will have here 1, CRC 0, etc. Afterwards, CRC 4 XOR 1, and so on. And as you can see, it matches. For the false branch, it matches too, because if we put 0 instead of CRC 15, we will have 0, CRC 0, and so on. So we got what the CRC, what we found is real CRC. And afterward, we replace what we found with faster CRC versions. Forward, we, instead of for loop, put internal function. It may be table-based implementation, CELMUL-based, or direct CRC based on the hardware. Here is how we generate CELMUL-based. It's in assembly, but here I show in some kind of our way, so it is more understandable. Here is how we generate table-based. about the results. We have verified free bitwise CRC implementation in Linux kernel. Here is one example for that. Also, we verified 19 bitwise implementations in Fedora packages. Here are also some examples. And also, we checked, added 24 CRC cases and 12 not CRC cases to check how good our detection works. So true positive rate is 21, false negative is 3, but false positive is 0. So we implemented our algorithm in such way that we don't get any false positives, because if we change wrong CRC, so if it's not CRC and we change it, the code will work not correctly. Because of that, we have false negatives. So we don't find all cases, but those what we find is real CRC. Also, we have tested how fast works those optimized versions. Here is test on x86-64. We ran CRC FFFF times to check how fast it works. So we here gathered many different CRC with different sizes and different data sizes. Here is not all the cases, but in average it gave 54% improvement for the table-based generation and 43% for SELMUL-based generation. So here is the time for bitwise, how long it works, how long works table-based, and how long worked SELMUL-based. For example, in this case, we got 91% improvement. Also, we checked on RISC-V. Here we got 66% improvement on table-based generation. On AR64 we got 50% improvement. And here are examples for CRC32 instruction. In those examples, we didn't have CRC32 instruction how it was working. Here are some other tests that use CRC32 instructions polynomial. And here are table-based, CLMUL-based, and CRC32 instructions improvement. As you can see, CRC32 works the fastest. And here are results for AR64. And here we got 93% improvement. But for table-based, it slowed down. And here is average improvement for three architectures and improvements for three cases. Also, we have published an article. There is written more deeply how everything works. Thank you. If you have any questions.
Did you work on detecting other types of CRC algorithms, such as the table-based and
No, we worked only bitwise CRC implementation.
So in the end, if there is a CRC instruction, the naive bitwise implementation ends up being the best, which is a sin.
It's hardware instruction, and it's implemented in better way. So if we replace whole for loop with one instruction, it works better. But for table-based and CLMUL-based, we do more operations, so it takes more time. So hardware CRC instruction works faster, and those were software implementation, what I show you.
So how is this enabled/disabled? Would be the first question, and the second, is this on the Gimbal or on the C? Where do you inspect for the CRCs?
Okay, first question, how it's enabled. There is minus F CRC flag, what enables, and also it's enabled by default starting from O2 optimization. And here are two parts. First part, for the detection part, I added a pass, separate pass, on it works on GIMPL, and after the replacement part is backend. So we put internal function, and for x86-64 and ARC64 and bit RISC-V, I added expander. So with expander, I generate either table-based, either CLMUL-based, or I use direct CRC instruction. But CRC is only for 32-bit. Now hardware's have support. So CRC32 instruction, not always we can use because its polynomial is also specific. So we check if it is what CRC, we use CRC. In other ways, we use CLMUL-based or table-based.
So you showed statistics, right? There are zero false positives, but the whole population is only 33 things. That's certainly not enough to have a pass like this in GCC. We need to act for proof that it will not do the wrong thing, right?
The proof is what the algorithm is written in such a way that there right. can't be a okay. false positive. Yes, yeah. It comes from the algorithm.
So my question is, what are the implications on the debug info here? Debug information, so how?
Debug information is lost.
So, so you don't do anything?
No.
All around, okay?
I'm curious, why the detection not work for those three cases that you showed, the false negatives?
Yes, there are some cases that we don't find. There is limitations. For example, if the implementation used the polynomial where leading one is not emitted, we can detect because, for example, if you use CRC8 to keep the polynomial with one leading bit, you will use 9-bit. Yes, because of what you will go into use, for example, 16-bit. Memory and forward, we can't know exactly. You wanted to calculate 16-bit CRC or 8-bit CRC with leading one polynomial, for example. And there are some other cases that we don't detect now. That was one example.
You want to leave room for future improvement, right?
Yeah.
Nice. So you get people working on this.
Yes. In some cases, table-based worked slower when CLMUL-based. It comes from the implementation. Here we have good percents, but for example, in these cases, we got bad results. It comes because here CRC32 example is a bit backward CRC. So in that case, we have to reflect input value and reflect output value, and more times goes to reflect those values. Because of that, it worked slower. But if we use some, for example, instructions that will reflect very fastly, better algorithm to reflect the value, it will work faster. Just now, the implementations use not that fast method. Okay. Thank you.